Interesting that the fourth and fifth pirik of Gittin talk about different topics that really don't relate to Maseches Gittin. Most famous of that is in the fifth pirik, is the Tisha B'Av Gemaras. You know the Gemaras you're supposed to learn on Tisha B'Av? That's in called Pirik HaNezakim. Don't pronounce it wrong, Nezikim. It's not Nezikim, it's called Nezakim. Fifth pirik of Gittin is called Nezakim. And one of the topics is on Daf Nun Tes, Amud Beis, which I wanted to look at. This mitzvah of what? Of the Kiddushin, okay? And there's a mitzvah to sanctify the Kohanim, okay? Very important mitzvah. Yes? On Nun Testament Beis and Maseches Gittin. So I want to just give a little bit of an introduction to this mitzvah. And I think you can attack it in the following way. There are two Gemaras in Shas that darshan this pasuk the Kiddushin. One is our Gemara, which shows you have to sanctify him and show him covet. You should get the first aliyah. If there's a group of speakers, you should be the first speaker. If you're giving out dinner or lunch, you should get the first dinner, the first lunch, because you want to sanctify him and give him the proper covet. And that's what I like to say is the more positive element of the Kiddushin. And that's on the Gemara on Daf Nun Testament Beis by us in Maseches Gittin, which we're going to see. But then there's another track of the Kiddushin, which is, negative, but I don't want to put it as negative, but I'd rather put it as we should ensure that he keeps alive his Kiddushin. Namely, if a Kohen, God forbid, marries a divorcee or he marries a Gioris, he is defaming his Kedusha. And we, as a Beis Din, are called for him to divorce her. Because the Kiddushin, we tell this Kohen, we want to ensure that you are going to abide by your Kedusha. And therefore, what you're doing is wrong in your marital life. And it is not right that you marry a divorcee. It is not right that you married a Gioris. It is not right you married a Chalutza, which is the Rabbanan. And for a Kohen Gadol, it is not right that you married even a widow. That's what the Kiddushin is. It applies to a Kohen and, of course, a Kohen Gadol. That Gemara is in Maseches Yevamos. What daf? Pei Chesamet Beis. So, as you always guys know, I've taught you, when you want to attack a topic in Halach and Lamedus, you have to look at all the Makaris and Shas. So the first thing that comes to mind when you look at this pasuk in Emor of the Kiddushin ki eslechem elokecha, hu makriv kodesh yelcha ki kodesh ani mikadishchem, is that there are two gemaras in Shas about it. Nun Testament Beis in Armasach and Gittin, and Peichesem Beis in Yevamos. Nun Testament Beis is the positive that you want to elevate him, sanctify him. You know, first speaker, first guy who gets the food, gets the first aliyah and shul. And then there is our responsibility to ensure this Kiddushin if he himself on a personal and individual basis is defaming it. Let's say the man likes to go to a cemetery for whatever reason. We try to stop him. Okay? So these are the two tracks found in two different Gemaras. Yes, go ahead, Eliezer.
So nowadays, I don't know how we could be kofa because we don't like have a basin that could actually control what happens.
Good point. So, that's an excellent horror. I meant theoretically. We don't have it nowadays. You're right. We don't have it nowadays. The truth is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very good question. The Rabbanut, the government, is in charge of all marital issues. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, we would have to look into it. I think they would have the governing rights to be able to be kofim. I think legally in Eretz Yisrael. That was the deal when Medinas Yisrael was started, that all marital issues would be decided by the halacha. And that's why anytime I write numerous letters for people that want to make aliyah that have to be identified they're Jewish, I write a letter that says they're born to a Jewish mother. Because people that make aliyah, they want to know whether they're Jewish or not. You follow me? So it could be that in Eretz Yisrael that might be enforceable by the law there. But I'm talking about in theory when everything was run through halacha, when the Mashiach comes, that's the way it'll be. Okay?
But also, is a Kohen just able to like give up his kahuna, like saying if he doesn't, he just rather just give it up and stay married to this?
That's a good question. That is a good question. It's a question as to whether we're going to talk about if he's mochel. For example, let's say it's a good question. Let's take it on a more practical level. Let's say you have a Kohen who's a friend that has no problem. Let's say your roommate is a Kohen, or, you know, he has no problem taking the garbage out. The truth is, you're a Yisrael, you're a Levi. He shouldn't do the garbage. You should. But let's say he's mochel. So it says Beferish. It says Beferish in Simon Kuf Chav Ches in the Ramah. Also, lishtamish b'koin afilu bizman hazeh. It's also to use a coin for your own purposes, even bizman hazeh. Davi kemoel behektish. It's like trespassing on hektish. Im lo machal akach. If he's not mochel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, why is it moel b'kodesh? Because it says v'kidasho kislechem ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv. So even nowadays, when we don't have karbonos, but the kiddush of a coin sticks, he's also with a divorcee. He's also with the Giyaris. He can't be Matam Lameis. But if he's Mochel, he is Mutter. If he's Mochel, it is Mutter. So what's covered Kahuna? If, let's say, a Kohen has and wants to remain married to a divorcee, and is married to a Grusha, and is married to a Giyaris, and he has no problem doing that. So, and he also says to us, he has no problem being defaced from being a Kohen. He will not be called up in Shul as a Kohen. He won't get the first portion. He won't speak first. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, he has the ability to be mochel. We don't recommend it, but he does have the ability to be mochel, and we could actually use him then to throw out the garbage. Okay? So, lemaisa, what comes out is that according to this approach, he does have the ability to be Michael. Yesh Misha Omer, that we have no resource to use him unless he gets some hana, money, or something from it, a favor. But if he gets no hana, he has no ability to be Mochel. Afagav the covered Yuchol Limchol, he can be Mochel, it's covered. But Shimush, it matters of Bizayon, you cannot be what? Be Mochel. And Tov Lahachna Lechachilu. So if you have a guy that refuses to get divorced from the divorce of the Yairis, we will not call him up to a Kohen. We will not let him duchen. And he has to realize that, al pi halacha. Okay? We don't recommend it, but that's the Messias. Okay? Now, the Kedushin are Tovsin, because only a Chayav Lav. The Bir Halacha actually says a Kohen with another Kohen, let's say two guys are roommates or Kohen, can a one Kohen ask the other guy to take the garbage out? Yeah, same thing, excellent, Nate. That would be mutter, but there are those that say you should use a coin on Maritz. That's not a learned coin, but it shouldn't. You shouldn't be such an embarrassment type of thing, like to clean out the dog manure. That's such a thing a coin should try not to do. So that's the real answer to the question. There's been shilas like that. There have been men that, you know, fell in love with the Grusha or fell in love with the Giyaris, and they married her. So, you know, we can't call them up as a Kohen. Now, before we get to your question, Jonathan, because we've got to see the line in the Gemara, that's the big shiloh about a Kohen that goes to medical school. Based on the Pesach of Moshe Zatzal and the Shulchan Aruch, a Kohen is not allowed to go to medical school. Plain and simple. Dental school, you got to look into it. If you work with cadavers, it's going to be the same problem. But I thought the cadavers are goyim. Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to be metame to a mace akum, even ba'ohel. You certainly can't touch the cadaver. Now, if you have a coin that's a doctor, what do? I don't really know. Maybe you have to be melamed schus. I have a good friend of mine whose father is a doctor who's a Kohen, and he had worked out a deal that he didn't have to work with any cadavers at all. Aye, but he was under the same roof. He said that he never was. They're in the morgue. So they're not in the same room. So Lamaisa, I don't mean the dormitory, Chas V'Shalom. You know, every hospital has a morgue, Chas V'Shalom. So that Lamaisa is a big question. It's a very big question. This happens to be a big tamachachim too. But Reb Moshe did not allow it, and Reb Shechter says it's also usher, and that's the shock of the Shulchan Aruch. Now Reb Tendler Zatzal would allow boys to go to medical school if they're a kohanim, but we don't assume like that, and it's a very complicated question because I think nowadays no one could work out that they don't work with a cadaver. I don't think any medical school in the country would allow that. So I don't know. Yes, Jonathan.
Okay, so two questions. is there any issue for a bas kohen to go to medical school?
None at all. It's a mishnah in kedushin. Bas kohen can mitam lames.
Okay.
It's only on scar.
Got it. Okay. And then the second question is that once you say that this kohen is not eligible for the first aliyah, is he eligible for the Yisrael aliyahs, or can you just not get an aliyah essentially?
Yes, you can give him Yisrael.
Okay.
Some would say he's acting wrong, so you shouldn't give him anything, but. He could get you.
Could
get
you
through. No,
you
don't call him a Cohen.
No,
just call him up by his name.
But then, what about his father?
That's still going.
Yeah. It's a good kasha.
You're going to be
You know what? You think you're being mezalzel on the father? You mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't call him up as a Cohen, then people are going to think maybe.
I'd have to do more research, but at first glance, I would say maybe say Ben Avram Avinu. Then people start thinking he's a Gary, you mean?
I'll give his name and that's my Cohen. And whatever.
Maybe. Reuben, you mean?
Your father, and then you have the title.
I mean, you say. But usually you got to take it. Okay, yeah, good. Shavuot Zaveda. Maybe.
Who is he Ben HaKohen?
That's exactly
what you say?
You'll say
Reuven Ben David HaKohen.
Right. Instead of Reuven Ben David, you say Reuven Ben HaKohen David, or something like
that. Right, okay, something like that.
Or can you say Ben Aaron HaKohen?
No, that's interesting. But people are going to think he's the father's Aaron. that defeats the purpose.
Okay, yeah. So none of them are going to be.
No, but the way that Arya said would be a way. Yes, go ahead, Benj. What do you say?
Mark Gila has a case where if the Cohen Gadol has a soul, then a Cohen fills in for him.
Yes.
And then once the first Cohen Gadol comes back, so then the replacement is kind of stuck in limbo where he's not. Can't be a
Kohen Gadol,
but can't be a Kohen Hedjot. So what would
the
halacha
be
for him?
You mean about Al-Amana?
About
can't marry
any.
Well, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot for our purposes are the same halacha for Tumah. All these halachas.
What about this quasi?
Well, there's only one difference about Al-Amana between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedjot. Can he marry a widow?
But it said he can't be a. So, but everything is so sick.
We go to Chumrah for all those didn't. Okay. He has to marry a Psul, yes. Correct. Yes, Nate.
Just back on the bas kohen thing for a second.
Yes.
Would you say, like in a family of kohanim, that all the bas kohanim should be doing the whatever chores it is? Like, you know, if you're not a kohanim, or is it still
a bas? Yeah. Bas no, there's no vikidash on a bas kohen. Excellent.
So in a house of kohanim, the women should be doing the.
Yes.
And that sounds bad.
Right.
At the same time.
Yeah? You're absolutely right. Okay. That's a good kash with Nate saying. Vikidash was only on a male, not a. Not vikidash to, lo kidash ta. We can actually make our own drasha. Well said.
Actually,
yes, Yisro.
What's the makor for going on marrying a Geras and a Gerusha and Ramana?
What is the makor?
Yeah.
It's a good question. What the makor is that a Kohen can't marry a Zona. Okay? So, let's say, but it's not considered to be a zona because let's say the Gioris is a Basula. Kohen still can't marry her. So you have to check the Makor for it. The Gemara has a special Makor, but a Kohen can't marry a zona. Any woman that has lived with a man that she's usher to becomes a zona, and a Kohen can't marry her. So if a Kohen wants to marry a Balas Tshuva and she was with a Goy, he can't marry her. She was with the Yisrael, he still can marry her. It's a very uncomfortable situation, but you have to try to find out. You basically got to ask her. Obviously, it's very uncomfortable, but I have a good friend of ours who was a Kohen and married a Balas Tshuva, and they had to find that out. And she was never with a Goy. I don't know if she was ever with a man before she got married, but she had never been with a Goy.
And Bas Kohen married?
Bas Kohen can marry anybody, correct. The only din that you have by a Bas Kohen is if she's Mizana, she gets Sreifa. If she's Mizana, she gets Sreifa. But Bas Kohen is Mizana. What did you say?
She can eat
Truma
also.
Yeah. She can eat Truma once she gets married to Yisrael Levi, she can. But when Kolzman, she's by her father, she can eat Truma.
Isn't that only two din? Also, if she's Mizana, she can't eat Truma when she goes back to her father's house.
Right, when she's Mizana. But if she wasn't... if she wasn't executed... Yisrael means if she wasn't executed. That's only if she's executed. But the Sreif is when she swallows the hot lead. The Sreif is when she swallows the hot lead. That's the Bas Kohen is considered to be Mizana. There is a din... There is a din... What did you say?
Yisrael woman who was Mizana, her husband.
Shechenik. She gets Chenik.
Which is considered less.
Chenik.
Less cruel.
Chenik, Herig, Sreif, and Skeel. Those are the most common. Skeel is the highest Sreifa, then Herig, then Chenik. We pass on common. Okay, we got this. And there is one din about a... There is one din about a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen is Mizan. It does chapa nafkini on the father. Forgot what din it does. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch, I forgot the din, that if a Bas Kohen is Mizana, or she marries a goy, let's say, might have a chab, it might be on a chab enough to mean on the father, chas v'shol. Okay, I have to try to remember the din. But let's see now, before we start the Gemara, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Essay Lamed Beis, says as follows. He should tzivano lechabed zera aron lefaram ulenasam. We are commanded to honor the seed of Aaron, to glorify and to lift them. That filu yamanu lo nishma mehem. And even if they refuse, we shouldn't listen to them. Zekulo hagadoyla lakel yisala achshu lacham ubachrom lavarosenu lakriv korbanoso. Shem chose them, and He chose them for the service and to do makriv korbanos. That's the Rambam where. Sefer HaMitzvahs Lamed Beis Essen. The Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvahs Reis Samach Tes says, Mishroshi HaMitzvah Vishiyodeh Ki Mikvod Aron Adon L'Chabed Misharsov. It is the kavod to Hashem to honor His servants. V'b'chol Eis Kibadnu HaKohanim Niskor V'Nikved M'machshav V'Senu Kvodo Baruch Hu V'Godlo. Every time that we honor the Kohanim, we should remember and establish in our thoughts the honor of Hashem and His greatness. Ubeschus haMachshava haZacha laMeula vaRatzon haTov Takul berKaso baruchu v'Tuvo haGadol. And with this great beschus haMachshava, with this good thought, haZacha vaMeula vaRatzon, we should be privileged. Ratzon haTov Takul berKaso baruchu v'Tuvo haGadol. Hashem should bless us by honoring His chosen to do the Avodas Hashem, then we should also know that we're mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of people, unfortunately, feel that they've been not privileged, that they can't do certain mitzvahs. I don't know, some women might feel like, they don't have tefillin or they don't have tzitzis. Many women start women's prayer groups. They don't feel that. So my response, obviously, is you have to be masber and nicely, obviously. But, the Jewish people is like a team. And there are different parts to a team. Havdol of those. I can't duchen. I'm not a kohen. It upsets me. It doesn't really upset me, but a person could say that. The bottom line is that, everyone has a role, and that's how it's made up, is the team. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone to fulfill their role, that we become the best team. Avdol of dollars. So the bottom line is that Avdol of dollars. I remember. I don't know if you remember. It was an interesting thought to me. Everyone can imagine that when President Obama, when Trump won the election, they say that he was devastated. But when he came out with his speech the next day, he said, that we're all a team, and it's like, intramurals. So I thought it was a very, very moving comment that he said. And you know that obviously he was very upset inside, but that's what he said publicly, and it's true on an American level and on a governmental level. And that's why, you know, January 6th was so upsetting, you know. But the bottom line is that Havdalah of adults is the same thing in Klal Yisrael. So, you know, Levim have certain mitzvahs to wash the hands of the Kohanim. Men have certain mitzvahs, women have other mitzvahs. So the bottom line is that we have to realize that, and it, maybe we could extend the Sefer HaChinuch. You give kavod to a Kohen, you're giving kavod to Hashem. If you give kavod to any member of the Jewish people, in essence, you recognize the Bilt B'Tzelem Mokim. But as our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, said, that we are Banim L'Makom too. Non-Jews are Bilt B'Tzelem Mokim. Every human being on the planet Earth is Bilt B'Tzelem Mokim. However, the Jewish people are a higher level, said Rabbi Aaron Zatzal, Rebbe, we're Banim L'Makom. And that's a higher madrega, and that's a responsibility. So everyone has this role. That's why he said that Jewish people have to be buried in the ground, the Gemara says, after they die. There's an issue of cremation for Jews. For Goyim, there is no issue of cremation. You could be an attorney and have a non-Jew, your client could be a non-Jewish person, and you set up the funeral arrangements, they'll be cremated. The Chiv Kfura Ba'adam is only for a Jewish person. It's a higher madriga, Banim L'Makom. That's what he wanted to be Mechadish. But that's what you have to realize, and that's what he's saying, that when you give the covet, you give the covet. Okay. Let's get to the Gemara here on the Testament base. Okay? Everyone got it right in the middle of the Yomim. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Amar Mehacha. It says what? It says, V'kidashto l'chol davar shebekdusha. Tana debe Rebbe Shmuel, V'kidashto l'chol davar shebekdusha, l'ftoch rishon, l'levarach rishon, l'lito manu yafa rishon. Yes? Everyone got that? This is to be Mazar the Mishnah on the bottom. Nun Testament Beis, running out of Nun Testament, out of Nun Testament Beis. In this parak, there were a bunch of takanas made because of Darkei Shalom. Okay? What is Darkei Shalom? Darkei Shalom are ways of peace. Yes? Now, why is peace such a vital, have such a vital role in Judaism, in Yadus? First of all, it's the name of Hashem. Shalom, we know that, right? That's number one. Number two, I want you to get a chance, you look over Shabbos, if you get a chance, a long Shabbos, I want you to look up the last Ram of Hilchos Chanukah, where the Ram has a fantastic shot. I heard this from the Buchenstein Zatzal once. He came once, I'll never forget it, he came to Shalbim once on Chanukah, he gave a shir Chloe, and he started the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Pshituli. The Gemara in Shabbos of Gimel Beis says, I'm a Rabba, Pshituli. What is Pshituli? It's Pashit to me. What was Pashit to him? So the Gemara says, if you only have enough money to buy Shabbos candles or wine, you use the money for Shabbos candles because of Shalom Bayis. Yes? And the Rambam embellishes this halacha. Amazing. You take a look. Hashem is willing to erase his name, have his name erased for peace between a man and wife by the Sultan. And then the Rambam extends it. The whole Torah is for what? Is for creating peace. It's an amazing Rambam. It says, Hashivenu Avinu L'Tzorosacha. I'm sorry, it says, if I could bother you for that sitter. Thank you, Eliezer. It says in the Pasuk, yeah, let's take a look at the Pasuk. It says, thank you very much. The Rambam embellishes his pasuk. It's amazing what he says. You ready? He says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shemeinu kikedem. Yes? But what's the pasuk right before that? Two psukim before. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba v'tomche mu'ushar d'racheh darchei noam v'chol nesivoseha shalom. Where is that pasuk? Mishle, Pirik, Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. All its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its ways are paths of peace. Rambam quotes that pasuk. The whole point of the Torah is to create shalom in the world. That's why Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to be Mar B'Shalom Ba'olam, not to fight. Therefore, the Rambam says, if you don't have enough money for candles, or for Shabbos candles, or for wine, L'maisa, you use it for what? Shalom Bayis. And that's why the last Mishnah in Shas and Ses Uksin says, you want to give someone a bracha, what glass should it be in when I want to wish them the L'chaim? I want to give you a bracha. Should be in the shalom glass. This bottle should be the shalom glass, because a bracha only has its full meaning if it's in the environment of shalom. So it's a fantastic Rambam. The last Rambam, guys, look it up at Hilchos Chanukah. It is unbelievable. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that we have all these series of Mishnayos and Gittin that are Mimnei Darkei Shalom. And the first one in the Mishnah here on the Testament Aleph is you call up a Kohen first for an Aliyah. Elu Dvarim Amrim Nedarkei Shalom. Right in the Mishnah here in the Testament. Kohen Korev Rishon. Va'acharav Levi Va'acharav Yisrael Nedarkei Shalom. Because you guys know what would happen? They used to do the biggest Talachachim. You know what would happen? You get into a shul or yeshiva. There'll be a fist fight. Who's the biggest what? Hopefully not. Who's the biggest Talmud Chacham? So to avoid the whole deal is that there was this din to call a Kohen up. So when you see the words Darkei Shalom, if I ask you, is that the Rabbanan or the Uraisa, what's your response? Darkei Shalom. Seems like who made the Takana? I just spilled the beans. If it's a Takana, what is that? Chamin. It's the Rabbanan. So take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara jumps and says, this is nuts. Amalei Abayler of Yosef, Mimnei Darkei Shalom, D'Yoraisahi. This is not Darkei Shalom. This is a Din D'Yoraisa. Amazing, no? Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back to Abay, D'Yoraisa, U'Mimnei Darkei Shalom, Kol Torah Kulu, Mimnei Darkei Shalom, D'Chsiv, There it is. Gemara quotes our pasuk. What are you talking about? Isn't the whole Torah supposed to be Darkei Shalom? Ella, Amar Abaye, L'chadamar D'Sani Shnayim Mamtinin Zel Zebekara. If two guys are eating from the plate, they should wait for one another. Shloshein Mamtinin. You have the permission, Lamaisa, to give over during the Suda, but Beis Knesset, no. A Kohen should never be Malchal. A Kohen that gets the Aliyah should never be Malchal, because you're going to come to a Machlaikis. The Kohen's Malchal, then everyone's going to go back to fighting who's the biggest Tamachachim. So I ask you, let's get it. From the reading of this Gemara, does Vikidashto end up being the Raisa de Rabbanon? What do you say? Nechleku apoiskim. The Mogen of Rome in Orachaim Simin Reish Aleph Sifkan Dalek says, according to the Ram, this is a drasha gemura, and it's a din de Raisa mamish. The Rivash says it's a Simin Sadi Dalek Shem Nismag. Who argues on this? Please get it. Toysis and Chulun. Tais in Chulin Pesayinam and Aleph, the Mask of Chayvram Gamliel says that this drush is an asmachta. Okay? So the Gemara says it's a diraisa. If it's a diraisa, how can you say it's the Rabbanan Taisis? He meant it's an asmachta. It's relying on asmachta in Torah, but the din is it the Rabbanan. The Rush says like Taisis. The Korban Nisanel and Gittin in Simon Chaf and Armasichta says even the Yushalmi has a machlis on Rhyim. But Shas Dinlan holds his D'Oraisa. Okay? So, what's the Machlaikis? The Ram holds what? That is D'Oraisa. The Rivash holds D'Oraisa. Tais says the Rabbanon. So does the Rosh. When the Gemara says D'Oraisa, man is raised based on the Pasuk. And the Korban Nisanel says, even the Yushalmi, who says the Machlaikis Amoroim, nevertheless, our Shas holds that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. Let's get it. Okay? We have this major, major machlaikis. Okay? We have this major, major machlaikis. I got it. It's fine. Thank you. Thank you, Binyomi. Lamaisa, we have to think about what the meaning of this concept of the Kiddushah really is all about. To what degree, Lamaisa, do we mean to say when it says this din? As I said, Nechleku HaRishonim. Now, the Rambam and the Chinuch would be ma'avzber this mitzvah as what? Is it bein adam l'makom or is it bein adam l'chaveroi? According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, I would say it's kavod shamayim. By giving them respect, they're the conduit. But the bottom line is because you're really giving kavod shamayim. Therefore, I want you to get this. If you agree with my formulation, the Rambam and the Chinuch, therefore a kohen cannot be mochel, because it's not his. And what does it say in Yevamos Pechasim and Beis? If he kiddashto baal korcho, if he marries a grusha, we hit him. Makinoso until he divorces her. If he refuses to get an aliyah, we don't listen to him. We give him the aliyah. So if you hold it, what ben amlamakom and it's kvot shamayim, you don't have bailes at it to be meichel. However, the Tyson and the Rosh say that Yisrael sh'olabim kom koin is part of from paying the five shloim. Since everyone's chayav in kriyas haTorah, it's not the mitzvah of the coin, and the kiddushah is only the rabbanim. Meaning to say, I want you to get this, that since it's only the rabbanim, it's not like what? It's not like you're chopping a mitzvah from him. Let's say Yisrael went up there, and instead of the coin was the biggest talmid chacham. You ever heard of the takana of five shloim? If you take away a mitzvah from someone, or a real man at the kani, you have to pay five shloim. It's actually a sar zehuvim, 10 golden coins. So the Tosfos Rosh says they wouldn't have to pay because they're really everyone's chayav kriyas haTorah. Not taking away the mitzvah from them. At best, it's only what a derabbanan. How can you say it's the derabbanan? The Gemara says deraisa. So let's get it. So the Korban Nisano and the Agos Nasiv Chaim and Shulchan Aruch answer that the kasha of the Gemara is lefi the other Amoraim that learned from other psukim. The kasha of the Gemara is from the other Amoraim that learned from other psukim. Someone learns from Kiddushto. Someone learns from Kiddushto that he has a posik l'aktim koyin v'akati leisakro l'aktim Levi. So how do you know Levi? So you have to make a tekana to put the Levi before the Yisrael. So what does the Gemara mean? That's the Raisa. The Gemara says according to the other Amoraim. Learn out from other psukim, and the Korban Nisano says explicit machlokes in Yishalmi whether it's considered to be what deraisa derabbanan. Korban Nisano quotes from Yishalmi that it's a machlokes beferish whether it's deraisa derabbanan. Okay, we got this. This is the chiddush.
Right.
Yes, go ahead.
This relates to the topic of kibrav ein because right. Don't some hold that it's been
on the Mulchaverim? Minchas Chinuch has a suffix as to whether respecting one's parents has been on Mulchaverim, been on Mulchaverim. He has a suffix. Now, it's been on Mulchaverim, Pashup Shad. It's been on Mulchaverim. They're the address of it. But they have no bailus on it. So maybe we could suggest that if you hold that it's a mitzvah deraisa, the nature is that it's ben on l'makom, it's kvod shamayim, and they can't be moichel. If you hold it's the rabbanon, then it's more ben on l'chavero, and therefore, if it's more ben on l'chavero, maybe what? Maybe the taka could be moichel in such a case. Poshup shat, l'maisa. Now, my problem with this is that I thought this is all part of the whole Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? That the kohen goes first, Levi goes second, so it goes third. How is this any marker for the Levi going second? You understand what I'm asking? How is this is a marker. V'kidashto is a marker for this series. How is it a marker for the series? Where's the marker that you put the Levi? So what's the answer? You have to say Mimnei Darkei Shalom there Misakin Levi Lithro. Okay? So I want you to get that, Lamaisa. Okay? Now, yes, go ahead.
Is the name Darkei Shalom based on the pasuk or is it a derivation from the pasuk?
No, Darkei Shalom Lamaisa is a special Takanas Chama which was extended, Lamaisa, which was extended from the Kiddushto. That's what we're saying. Okay? And the bottom line is that Mitzvah Eisen gives another answer. The Kiddushto can learn whichever one's holier, so Levi comes before the Yisrael. That's what he wants to tie in it. See, the Torah quotes from the Rabbi Rudenberg that a Levi has no din kedima to say a bracha rishon on the Suda before Yisrael. And the Magen Rama asks on him, the Mishnah says in Hurrius a Levi's called Mishal Gabit Staka. So the Mekbracha answers, that's a special din in Staka, not because of Kavod Levi. That's because of the mitzvah l'chiyose, to sustain him. And therefore that l'maisa d'chsiv, hisham l'cha pen ta'zov es alevi. So that's the Emek Bracha gives that answer. Okay, so nachamol. So there's no din of a levi, they have kedim el Yisrael, besuda, says the tour. That whole halacha that a levi comes before the Yisrael is only by aliyahs. But l'gabi meals not, but the Mishnah says, in Hurrius, l'gabi tztaka, the levi comes before Yisrael, that's a special din l'maisa, in tztaka. Not because of covered levy, it's a mitzvah l'chi yosef. Yes, go ahead, Yisrael.
Yeah, so we say at least when it comes to Kohen and Levi, they get the rough deal with Dark Shalom, right?
Kohen and Levi, yes.
Well, on Shabbos, there are seven aliyahs, you're still going to have the allocate for five Yisrael, because when you still have the problem of inviting the person that gets the first Yisrael aliyah.
No, we assume that after the first aliyah, they're all equal.
And after the first Levi, they're all equal, then what's the point of a Levi? I mean, like, why do you even need a Levi? I mean, it's not like...
Well, the Levi comes after the Kohen, so that's a higher Madrega. That's why it's part of the Takana. But Lamaisa, once you get past the Levi, there's no... You know, there's all these things about Shlishi and by Shishi. But once you get into the Israelim, there is no concept that you're one covered over the other. Okay? It just like became a minik, Shlishi and Shishi were the most harsh of Aliyahs. And what's Ravi known as? The Hunt. What's the Hunt?
The middle?
No, Hunt in Yiddish.
The dog.
No. It's a dog. No, not literally. But people sometimes, I think in South Africa, a friend of mine told me that he used to call the guy who gets Ravi the Hunt. Not a nice thing, you know what I mean? It's a terrible thing. But Lomites amongst Israeli, it's considered to be okay. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
You said the shot of... Levi comes from Bikidasha, like the Indian of Levi being second comes from.
Oh, so that's what the Mitzvah Eisen says. That the Mitzvah Eisen in the back of the Gemara, I'll pee the Gemara in Hurrius. The Kidasha says, Kolim a Kodesh Kodim, the Levi's Kodim Li Yisrael.
How do you spell
Mitzvah Eisen? Mem Tzadi Pei Aleph is the abbreviation. Mitzvah Eisen. I call him the Mitzvah Eisen. Mem Tzadi Pei Hei. Okay, we got this? So that's the Kiddush.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Baruch
Rebbe
always took Maftir. That was his, like,
whenever he got Aliyah, he would
always get the last Aliyah.
Right, it seems
that
it depends on the person, what they want,
or
how they feel.
Yeah. What did you say? Yeah, that's why we said that a cotton could do it. Remember we said the other day? Actually, I said in Brachas. We were doing Shirin Brachas. Cotton. No, Shota can't get Aliyah.
I'm pretty sure it says that. Oh,
no, only a cotton.
Yeah,
only a cotton. Cotton can do the whole thing. I did it when I was 9 years old. Mafter.
And the bracha?
And the brachas before after. Farish and Gemara and Megillah.
But did Rebbe do
it? Can you lay? I did the Aftar. Can you lay Mafter? Yes, the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah and Megillah. Tosas actually says.
Well, the
Minyan
instrument.
Does anyone argue that?
No. It's my Farish and Mishnah that can't give you Mafter. Farish and Mishnah.
Okay.
People do like Bar Mitzvah the week beforehand.
What'd you say, Nate?
If anybody ever does the Bar Mitzvah the week beforehand, sometimes before their Bo Bayom, they just do the Haftorah.
Really?
You Mafter and they do
Haftorah. They lay in the Mafter? Question is not.
They don't lay in the
Mafter. We don't let the cotton lay in the Mafter. We just let them do the Haftorah. Right. Okay.
If they're not laying from a cloth, why would there be a problem laying them out there because no one's
going to
take from it anyways.
No, we don't let them lay from Kriyas
Atayr. Oh, from Kriyas Atayr.
Right.
Oh,
Kriyas Atayr, we don't let them lay. Yeah, from Kriyas Atayr. Okay. Let's continue now. Okay. Now, let's get to this following detail. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf. Lamed Hey Sif Gimel and Dalit. Kohen Kori B'Torah Rishon V'Achrav Levi Achrav Yisrael V'Aminik Poshit Shafilu Kohen Ama'aretz. Even a Kohen who's not learning is Kodom Tirukos Lifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. It's amazing. She can have an unlearned Kohen, and he will take precedence over a Talmid Chacham, who's Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'kidashto Kohen Kore B'Torah Rishon, V'kiblu Chacham Zichron Levracha, Sherotzon HaKol Darsh V'Kdusha. So open up first to say a bracha, to get the first portion. But if a Kohen wants to give Kavod to his Rebbe, or someone who's greater than him, there is no problem. What about reading in the Torah Betzakneses? Halacha l'maisa. We said that a Kohen and Levi do not have the ability to be Malcha. I thought we said they could be Malcha. No, not in Shul. That's the Gemara we just learned here in Gittin. Because if you start being Malcha in Shul, what's going to happen? Then there's going to fight up, going to break out. Who's the biggest Talmid Chacham that should take the place? So therefore, we do not allow him to be Malcha in the Shul. Okay? And that's it. And there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Monday and Thursday, any other time. If there's no Kohen in the Beis HaKnesses, we go boss to the Gadol B'Chochma, to be Minyan. Even though the Akar is Gadol B'Shonim. You always go by Chochma or Minyan. What do you mean Chochma Minyan? Who's older? L'maisim. We go by Afa B'Shonim, Gadol B'Shonim. You have to go by who's the biggest Talmid Chacham and age. You could do as well. Okay? So let's remember this now. Now, also what is wrong, a lot of times you might have a shul that only has one Kohen. So he's a very nice man, but he just doesn't want to keep getting the Aliyah every day, every Monday and Thursday. So he says, you know what? He came up with a eight, so he's going to walk out before Chris Atara. So you won't have a Kohen. Other people like, yeah, that's not right. It's not right on two levels. Number one, he has a personal mitzvah, and number two, we have a mitzvah to the Kaddish. And if he gets the Aliyah every Monday and Thursday and Shabbos and Minka, I don't care. We happen to not have a lot of Kohanim in our shul. We have like maybe four or five. But Lamaisa, if you're the only one there, that's it. You do it. Yes, Yosef.
What if in your shul that particular day there's a lot of Yortzites?
Still.
Add Aliyah.
You can't add Aliyahs on Monday, Thursday. It's a mission. On your side, he's got to understand. You got to understand, mice. Try to work it out. Sometimes it's not possible. Certain person shouldn't be mocked by this covered. Someone just got to get the Aliyah. Yes, Nate.
Is it normal to be adding Aliyahs? Like in general, like I went to a show on Highland Park, where they just they ask anybody, whoever wants an Aliyah, come up and they did as many Aliyahs as people want Aliyahs.
Was Simcha's Torah?
No. It was a random
job. Really? Strange.
Yeah.
Not supposed to do that for Tircha de Tzibur.
Yeah, definitely
Tircha. You're not supposed to do it because of Tircha de Tzibur. Also, you have to know the rules of when to stop. You need to know Parsha Snuma. You can't just stop anywhere when you're adding things up.
I think he's redid this, the Matir over and over again.
It's weird.
And it was like
Shmini
and
Tishi
and
Tiri
and all this.
Oh. No, you know. You don't have to identify. Okay. But the fact is, we shouldn't do Osophis. We shouldn't do Osophis with Tircha de Tzibur. It's a good question, yes, if you ask, but we have to. You have to try to not be so mocked. Yes, Jonathan Linden.
Also, even one Aliyah is not such a crazy thing. To add one Aliyah. We add Acharon right at the end and then Maftir.
Yeah, but you only should do it like in a situation that Yosef brought up that you want to avoid a machlekes. But otherwise, yeah. It's not a good practice to try to add, you know, randomly. You follow the Shvi. You follow the seven aliyahs
no,
plus the Maftir.
Yeah,
if there's a real reason, you have to ask the Rav, then the Rav should decide of the Shul. Okay, let's continue now. What happens if you have a guy, wants you to get this. I'm going to give you the following scenario. You have a guy, unfortunately, that drives to shul on Shabbos. Mamas drives to shul. Now, a shul should lock up their parking lot, if they can, and not let people drive to shul. If they're in a place where it's like a mall or something, or a strip mall where they're renting, they can't lock up. There's other shops that are open on Shabbos. They can't do that. But if you have your own structure, you should not let the parking lot be open. Let that fellow hopefully he won't drive, but if he's going to drive, and that guy's a Kohen. and you have this gigantic Talmud Chacham there that same morning. On Shabbos morning, you're going to call up a Kohen Katan of a Kohen Amaretz before a Talmud Chacham Gadol? Isn't that a bizoyan atayra? I thought the whole thing was to give Kavod Shamayim. So I want to say a Chiddush. I want to say, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, that usher, you should not call the guy up. Isn't that unbelievable?
The Kohen?
What'd you say?
The Kohen or the...
What I mean to say is, if you have two Kohanim, you have a Kohen who's a gigantic Talmud Chacham, and you have a Kohen Amaretz who drives a shul on Shabbos. I'm trying to be more dramatic about it, but I'm not kidding you. There is no way that you should give that aliyah to the Kohen Amaretz and the Mechal Shabbos before Esiyah. You should give it to the Kohen Talmud Chacham.
Kohen
Talmud
Chacham.
What'd you say? No, Yisrael Talmud Chacham, even though it looks bad, we still don't do it. No, I'm saying a lot of times people don't appreciate it. Let's say this guy's a wealthy guy. Let's say, like Yosef said, it's his yard site. It's not right that the Kohen Amaretz should get an aliyah instead of the Kohen Talmud Chacham. The guy drives a shit. It's his yard site. Still not right. Lechachila, says the Bralach, you give it to the Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham. I don't care. It's the Amaretz's yard site. The Amaretz is a wealthy guy. It's still not right. It's a bizarre attire. Now, what about Yisrael's case? Where if it's a Kohen Amaretz with the Yisrael Talmud Chacham Gadol, there we never would break the rule of calling up the Kohen. Because he is from that Zerah, and we assume Lamaisa that if we start breaking that rule, you know what's going to happen? Usul and Suye. What's Usul and Suye? Machloikisim are going to erupt. So that rule we don't break. You follow me? But coin within a coin, that's what you do. Now, that's not easy to do. I admit to you. It's not easy, but it's a real bizayin atayr. If you give it to a coin on Mars before a coin, that is what? Reminds me of the times when the Kohanim Gedolim were bought up, corrupted office, and Reb Chinin Iskan HaKohen, his whole life was Iskan. It's not a right thing. Yes, go ahead, Elias.
Wouldn't that be for any aliyah, though? Like, if they're going to behave like that, whether they're a Kohen or not, Kohen, you shouldn't get...
Well, you know, we our meaning is usually to give Mechal Shabbos aliyahs.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually we do. Some shuls are makben not to, but most shuls are. They're makel on that. What about a Kohen that's Mechal Shabbos before Hesiyah? Do you call him up to Duchen? Do you call him up to Duchen? Sir, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't call him up to Duchen. He
but
says it beferish.
They're allowed to be chazen if they're mechal?
No, not if they're mechal Shabbos.
So being a chazen is different than getting
a... Yeah, there shouldn't be a chazen, that's for sure. Getting a... calling up to Duchen, Ramosh Soloveitchik said you could. He argued against the Mishnah Berurah because they did a most like Avoa. Most means repulsive. It's only by Avodah Zarah. Even though Mechal Shabbos, Rashi says in Chumash is like Avodah Zarah, but we don't take it to that degree. We don't take it to that degree, Avodah Zarah.
Rashi says it's an extension of Avodah Zarah.
I understand, but the Ramosh Soloveitchik for the Din of Moshe Gavoa is limited to Avodah Zarah. So he argued, he said, it could be Mako, out of coins of Mechal Shabbos for Esther to allow him to do it. Okay?
What about calling up to bench, or asking to leave benching?
No, not if it's Mechal Shabbos for Esther. You shouldn't lose Meisa. In front of a Talmud Chacham Gadol, that's not... We're not as afraid about a Machlegis when you're talking about leading the Zimun, because that's like more ad hoc. It's not considered set. Okay, let's continue now. The Magen Avraham says the minig is to buy aliyahs and yontif in many places. Chosin Breishis, of course. And this is the one exception. I don't know if you guys ever thought about it. Have you ever thought about it in your shuls? The Chosin Breishis is not always the Kohen. What's going on with the Kiddushta? This is the one exception where he's Mochel. and we allow him to be mochel on the aliyah. L'maisim. And therefore, the Kohen is mochel and he's yoytzim in Beis HaKnesses. Now, what happens? What'd you say?
Isn't really the first
aliyah, though. Yeah, that's true, L'maisim, but. Yeah, if it's considered to be, you mean, well, you're starting the Torah anew, though.
But still, like, it's,
right.
It's the third
Sefer Torah of the day. Let's not talk about Shabbos
Brachos.
They sell it.
And really,
many shuls in the old days used to sell the first aliyah. This is the chiddush of the Magen. The Magen of Rum says that if a Yisrael buys it, the coin could be mochel and he leaves the shul. Now there was one time where the coin refused to be mochel, and is it mutter to force him through the government to leave shul? Kadesh l'ispatel aminik v'kavod atayr. Yes, it's mutter to have the officers force him out of shul, and therefore you can let the Yisrael buy because it's kavod atayr. And you're giving it l'maisa, you're giving it to the Yisrael, hopefully it's a Talmud Chacham, you're raising the tzedakah, so that's a situation where we'd allow it. Okay, now, what happens if you have a city where there's only one Kohen? And there's a lot of different chiyuvim. So, can you make a lottery? Right? Can you make a lottery that you can somehow fulfill the mitzvah of Kigrasho sometimes? What do you say about that? Is that mutter or not? So the Prichodosh and the Chacham Sofer say that you could do this. You can make a lottery and be able to create a scenario where he fulfills gets aliyah sometimes, and sometimes he'll walk out. So he actually says it's permissible in such a case. Now, the Chuvus Maram Chik, Shem Yisrael Kodesh, remember that? Mm-hmm. Or Chaim Simon Samach says certain special times the tzibur can be mochel, but he says that dafka, if the guy only leaves shul, it's not enough to be mochel. He has to leave shul. Now, if it's hard for him to leave, you know what you do? What do you say? Let's say it's hard for the kohen to leave the shul. I don't know, he's elderly. You say, Yamod, whatever, Moshe ben Amram, right? What do you say? B'mechilas Kohen. That's the lashon you use. B'mechilas Kohen. The Kohen cannot leave and stays in the room. Okay, so why don't you get that lashon? Okay, let's continue now. Now, does the mitzvah of Ikidashto apply to a Kohen cotton? A young Kohen below the age of bar mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham and Shimon Reish Pei Bei Yisif Cotton Vav says you do not need to give kavod to the kohen katan, and the Minchas Chinuch argues on this, and he says that there is such a din, okay, of a kohen katan. Now, nowadays, halacha l'maisa, we view all the kohanim that we have as kohanei chazaka, not kohanei miyuchasim. What is kohanei miyuchasim? That they have a shtaros going all the way back to kohanim. There's a Rappaport family that has that. They say the Chassam Sofer, anytime he met a Kohen, we give 5 coins because he was afraid he wasn't Poda's son right, because he wasn't a Kohen. He was afraid the guy he gave the money to wasn't a Kohen until he found to met someone from the Rappaport family that had documented all the way back there were Kohanim. So once he gave him, that was it. That's called Kohanim Yuchas.
All Rappaports?
I think so, if they're Kohanim. So Vikidashto means sanctify him strongly, Lomaisa. But it applies even to Kohen Chazaka. You don't know for sure the guy's a Kohen. We're making the assumption that it is good. So that's a big difference between Kohen Yuchasim and Kohen Chazaka. Okay, we got that then? Okay. So it's very hard to rely on any coolers to say that this guy's only a Kohen Chazaka. We assume he's a Kohen, so he's a Kohen. That's what we assume. I'll be in. A lot of times you don't remember whether a guy's a Kohen. There's very different ways, Shulchan Aruch writes, how you can determine whether the guy's a Kohen. A lot of times at the headstones of Kohanim, they have the sign of what Duchanim. Is that enough, though, of a raya, to assume the guy's a Kohen? It's a big question in the poskim. Major question. Is that enough? Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Fine. All right. Let's continue now, l'maisa, in this din about kiddushin. We learned in the Gemara earlier, it says, "Vim ba lachlok kavod l'rabbi mishagadol mimin arshus biyado." So the Mordechai Simon Tuf Aleph here quotes from the Chuvas Maram in Rutenberg that a Kohen is allowed to be mochel and give rishus to the Yisrael of Arach Rishon. He brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says rishus biyado liten kavod l'rabbi mishagadol mimin. And just like a rav can be mochel on his kavod, so to a Kohen should be mochel on his kavod is considered be delay. That's dafka if he mirrors what? That's dafka mirrors by aver with kofan lotzi. But tvarim that are lekvoto, a coin could be mochel. So he has the ability to be mochel when it's what? When it makes sense. Not in a situation where he's doing an aveira. Okay? That's very, very important din. Okay?
With this regarding getting aliyah before? I mean, instead of him?
What'd you say?
This regarding getting an aliyah instead of him?
Yeah, no, you're allowed to give a shul. No, not allowed in shul. The Gemara says you're not allowed to give a shul because it's going to lead to a machlokes. So, I want you to get this. The Mordechai quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha that a kohen cannot let Yisrael say the first bracha unless it's his Rebbe or someone's greater than him. Because then, Lamaise, yeah? Ein kohen reshai litin the soul of Arach Rishon kim l'rabo l'gadol. Ten yochel imcho akvoto. If it's a gadol, it's greater than him, just Rab or Rebbe, you're allowed to do it. But even then, we don't assume that that's considered to be permissible. And the only reason why it's okay is not because of Mechila, because the coin's giving cover to someone else. That's a Cheshivus for another coin. But Stam Mechila, you're not allowed to be Mocho. And the coin's not allowed to be Mocho, so you grow Rishon, the Torah, on Monday, Thursday. But he would leave the shul if he doesn't want to get that cover. But as I said before, if the mitzvah is covered shemayim, he cannot be mochel. And that's the riot from the Gemara of Omos. Kidashto bal korcho. What does bal korcho mean?
By force.
Against his will. Correct. If he marries the grush, shemakan to achigerish. And who then, if he's moneah, if he doesn't want to take the leftoach rishon, we don't listen to him. Okay, that's the tremendous case. But this brings us to the Gemara that says the following. Okay? Because if Mishnah, Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, you cannot be mochel. The Gaon says Mechila works from the Gemara Gittin and says no son lishus rabo. Yes? What's the raya? There's a Gemara Baba Kama, what daf? Daf Chofam and Beis that says Rami Bar Chama used Rav Chisda who was a Kohen. And the Gemara says that Rabba was an Eved Kohen. Gemara says Beferish that Rabba had an Eved Kohen. Rabba had an Eved that was a Kohen. Amazing. So Rami Bar Chama used Rav Chisda as a coin, and Rava had an Eved as a coin. So the Bir Heitev, in the end of Siman Kukav Ches Docha, there's no raya from Rava that he himself is a coin. It's not Mitzvah Avikidashto. There's no raya from Rava because Rava himself is a coin. So it comes out according to the Bir Heitev. I want you to get this. Even if a coin cannot be mochel, Afopi can't be mochel because of Kovach Shemaim, a coin to a coin is not Mitzvah Avikidashto. That's a Shchiddush. He says a kohen does not have the mitzvah kiddushto to another kohen al pi din. He does not lemaisa. Okay. So the Gos Mordechai quotes the following story. I want you to get this. You with me? The Gos Mordechai quotes in Siman Tov Samach Aleph a story with the coin that poured mayim on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. You with me? He poured the hands on Rabbeinu Tam. He actually poured the hands Ayyidei Rabbeinu Tam. How could Rabbeinu Tam allow a kohen to wash his hands? Rabbeinu Tam was a tzaddik. He knew Shas. The Talmud asked them from the Yishami, Hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al. If you use the kahuna, you're trespassing. How could you, Rabbeinu Tam, go ahead and let a kohen wash your hands? This is in the Mordechai right here, guys. Are you? You got me? Siman Tov Samach Aleph. You with me? So Rabbeinu Tam responded, Nate, they have no Kedusha b'zman hazeh. Whoa! She'ein big day amaleha. Wow! There's no big day kahuna. Ein big day amaleha? Ein Kedusha sas amaleha. They don't have big day kahuna? Yeah, And Tom said, I have no problem, man. Go and wash my hands. You got this?
That's for everything.
Let's see. This is what he responded regarding this. Yes? Because Oved Kohanim, if a Kohen serves without the Begadim, because Begadim is he's a czar. Begdam Alem, Kunhasam Alem. So the Talmud said, Rebbe, exactly what Nate said. The Talmud asked Rebbe, then you shouldn't do any Kiddushah. And he was Shasak. What's a Shasak? He was quiet. I mean, the Talmud did not respond to the Talmud. Comes along Rabbeinu Petter. Where was Rabbeinu Petter? What daf? Chesamet Aleph. Remember he had the Shiloh about Italy? Remember about where you're having troops by the corner of Yehuda? It's Rabbeinu Petter. Rabbeinu Petter responded and he said the Kohen is able to be Mochel and the Raya is from the Gemara Kedushin. What's the Raya from the Gemara Kedushin? That an Eved Ivri Kohen cannot be Nirtza because he becomes a Baal Mum. An Eved Ivri a Kohen can never be Nirtza because you give him a Baal Mum. Mas without that it's Mutter to use a Kohen. Now Chashuch of the Maram Shik or Mas Rabbeinu Tam. What does Bizman Shem Bigdam Alem mean? Their Kiddush is because of the Kovach Amayim. That's what it meant. It can't be Mochel. Bizman Azeh. Why do we do what's the Kiddusha? What the Kiddush is because of the Kohen, not because of Shamayim. Therefore, you can be Mochel, like Rabbeinu Petter said. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Petter said. What he said, you don't understand the Rabbeinu Tam. I guess the Rabbeinu Tam was quiet because maybe he didn't want to embarrass the Talmud, or maybe he wanted the Talmud to figure it out on his own. But you know why it was quiet? Don't ask me for Bidam Alem. That's only Bizman Beis HaMikdash kind. That's what it's called Shamayim. So the requirement of the Hidashto that is called Shamayim is only when we have the Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the quote Shamayim and Hidashto. Bizman Azeh, what is the nature of Hidashto? It switches to Bidam Chavero, and then you could be Moichel. So when he was quiet, I guess he didn't want to embarrass the Talmud, but he wanted the Talmud to think about what the answer was. And who came with the answer? Rabbeinu Petter. Rabbeinu Petter was Masber the answer. So if I ask you where the two times Rabbeinu Petter appears, Tyson Chesam and Aleph, and in the Mordechai, on the Din of the Kiddashtoi. Okay? Remember we were bothered by the line? Because it really should go out the Straits of Gibraltar, remember? But Italy, England, was much above that. We said it could be some parts of Italy and Greece, right? Didn't we say that, Jonathan Limbitt? And Italy and Greece seem to be between the lines. The southern Italy or southern Greece might be between the lines. So yes?
How would Kohen be able to duchen again if they're not wearing the begadim?
Because they're able to duchen because that din only applies to certain times of Beis HaMikdash, when you have the ability to be the Kohen. But what I'm saying is the nature of Hidashto changes that we answer. From being Ben Am L'Bakar to becoming Ben Am L'Chaver. But they surely can still duchen.
So what, how does Rabbi Tam say he get washed, his hands washed?
Because nowadays it's Bizman Azeh, and it's Ben Am L'Chaver, and I can't be Mochel. When it was Beis HaMikdash and you had Begadim, it was not subject to Mechila because it was Kfo Shamayim. Yes, that's what he seems to say.
We
don't do it in Shul, the Gemara 6 is a cause of Machlaikis. Everywhere else, yes. That's what he assumed in Rabbeinu Tam, but not Bizayim. Not in none of a Bizayim. Shouldn't do. Like taking out the dog manure or not. Garbage is not a Bizayim. But the dog manure is Bizayim. So you're not allowed to be Mochel Bizayim. But other things, Lamai should be able to. Okay? But I want to take this step further. The Taz writes, let's get it. In Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Sof Simon, he says, if a Kohen can be Mochel, like Nate said, then let him marry any woman he wants. Let him marry a divorcee. Let him marry Gior. She's Mochel. Why are we Kof him that he's got to divorce her? Let him be Mochel. Well, Bizon usually means more physical, but the answer is he's only able to be Mochel on things where what? Where he gets Hanah from them. But something that the Torah asks Beferish, even if the Kohen loves this divorcee, it doesn't make a difference. He can't say that he's Mochel on the Din Kuna. The heter of a Talmud, Shenenin, L'Shamish, B'Kodesh, Rabbeinu Tam, Mitoch Anova, was quiet. He didn't want to take for himself a Talmud Chacham. The heter of a Talmud shenena l'shamish b'kodesh. In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam allowed the Talmud to wash his hands because the Talmud l'maisa was going to get a mitzvah. He liked to serve his Rebbe. Rabbeinu Tam mitoch hanove was quiet because he didn't want to what? He didn't want to make himself into becoming a Talmud Chacham. He was the Gadol Hador. He didn't want to say it's okay because he was what? He didn't want to say that he's Mishamish Talmud Chacham. So it is, you're allowed for him to be Mocha for his what? Only for Hana. Shar Lucho Rak Verm Shem Lanosho Shokoin. If a Kohen enjoys it, so he enjoys serving his Rebbe. He was the Gadol Hador, washing hands of him. That's okay. But the Miri Agrusha, the Torah says that's Usher. Can't be Mocha and Rekavah. That's the Shem Hana. That's the Shem Hana against what the Torah says. It's like eating ham. Lamaisa, it's an Isser. So basically, if I ask you, what are the two pshat of my Rabbeinu Tam is quiet? Either he was quiet because he expected the Talmud to come up the schiluk between Bizman Beis Hamikdash and Bizman Hazeh. Maybe he didn't want to embarrass him, but he just expected him. And what's the other pshat? The other pshat, he was an anav. He didn't want to give over this answer and say that what? He let the Talmud, he didn't want to call himself a Talmud Chacham. You follow me? This is Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Bir Hetev and the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvahs Reisam HaTesiv Kan Beis says the Kasha the Taz is from mirroring Noshim Ba'Aveira. The Mordechai already answered only something that is L'Kvodo can a coin Mochel, even if the coin is not Nene. Od Kasha Minchas Chinuch from the Chinuch Mash, even Dvarim Shem L'Kavod HaKoin, he cannot be Mochel. From the Chinuch it seems if it's L'Kavod HaKoin, he cannot be Mochel. So therefore, Lamaisa, you could say you don't have a kasha that you should be a mochel, be able to marry women by veira. That's only something that's photo of a coin can you be mochel. This is not the kavod, right? Even the coin is not nende. Lamaisa, it has to be the kavod, and also things that are the kavod a coin maybe he can't be mochel. Maybe he doesn't have the ability to be mochel. There are shittas that say like this. Okay, we got that. Okay, we should all be zeichet to be able to fill the mitzvah properly and keep it in mind. Halacha lemaisa, maybe you should give to a coin first in staka too, guys, before other lelevi that's poor or yisrael that's poor. Okay, let's get to chumash. We'll finish up. No da mincha, and then for the guys who are graduate, I have to fill out.